This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's the day to celebrate on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I know y'all go, what's there to celebrate about? There's censorship all around. They're promoting vaccine, communist vaccine mandates, and children are being deceived everywhere, being harmed everywhere. What's there to celebrate? Well, my friends, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb has just tendered his resignation. Yeah. Hooray. All right, some good news today. Right. Come on, we got to start with some good news. Is that okay, Super D? You agree? I think so. Although,
well, it was kind of a surprise, wasn't it? I mean, I didn't really see that coming, did you?
Not necessarily, but, I mean, the bad news is the FDA is still in business.
Oh, man!
Yeah.
Well, you know, can't win them all.
Right? But, you know, so you want the bad news first or the good news first? We gave you good news. Now, Gottlieb is an interesting cat because he's a big pharma whore. I could say that about him. If you say that about a woman, people get upset for some reason. But if you say it about a man, it's okay. But, yeah, and he's leaving. He says, oh, I want to spend more time with the wife and kids, the family. This is one of those, you know, lies that is so obvious. It's like, couldn't they come up with something more intriguing? Like, I want to go home and make some Jell-O. But that would have been more believable. The question is, you know, did Trump have anything to do with this? Trump said, Gottlieb, you're out of here. You're fired. Because, listen, Trump, you know, say what you will about him. He's not a big pharma stooge or tool. I mean, if he's, you know, attempting to break the back of big pharma to some degree in terms of pricing, even though we would disagree, in a sense, that the lower of pricing is good, you know, that's just the common perspective because most people still perceive healthcare involves drugs and drugs are healthcare. So they want it cheaper. Now, okay, if there was a true free market for medicine that competed against dietary supplements, that competed against homeopathic remedies on a level playing field, the prices would come down. You wouldn't have to do anything. Just free up the healing to happen, okay? But let's just look at it as it is. This guy came out against, well, his hand was forced on CBD, I'll have to say. He was kind of hemming and hawing on it, but he's been forced to. And I think that was uncomfortable for him because he's a guy that's all in for big pharma. And the people spoke. The 10th Amendment worked. The federal government has been nullified on the issue of hemp, a lot of it with cannabis or marijuana, too. And so he's like, I can't deliver big pharma. I can't deliver. So I think to some degree he might have just left because he's like, I'm sorry, guys. I can't deliver on what I'd like to give to you. Or Trump said, you know what? You're a dill rod. You're out of here. I just don't know what it is. There's just something more behind the story of Gottlieb's resignation today. And I'm looking to find if anybody has any insight, please let me know. That includes you, Super Don.
You had me a dill rod, so yeah, we're doing okay so far.
All right, we're good. All right, so let's dive into, by the way, FDA is still going after homeopathy. They're still doing their evil deeds. They are still responsible as being the third leading cause of death. Their approval of FDA-approved, so that's redundant, pharmaceutical drugs, third leading cause of death. And so Gottlieb's resignation is good on one hand, but let's see what's next. Who are they going to say, Trump, you got to do this or we're going to make you gone, right? There's big pharma. There's big power behind that. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I do know what's happening on Capitol Hill. They had another hearing on vaccines. It was a vaccine love fest, except for Rand Paul, who was kind of, I would say he's wishy-washy, not on Liberty. On Liberty, the guy's good. But on his perspective of vaccines, I will take issue with some of those things. We'll get to that. But I want to cover a little bit of Ethan's presentation, his script that he was given. There's some interesting differentiation between what the script that was submitted and what he actually read. But, you know, Ethan's the kid whose mom supposedly didn't vaccinate. Apparently, we find out now from his brother Isaac that he was vaccinated and a DTaP after an injury of some kind in childhood. And then that resulted in allergies, poor vision, any number of things that happened to him. Whereas his dad, his mom, the whole family has great vision. He wears glasses. And I do agree that vaccination, and even in my case, could have impacted and probably did impact my vision. So Ethan was up there doing his, I'm a star, I'm a rock star, look at me, I've converted to the pro-vaccine religion. Of course, that's not what he actually said. We've got a few things of what he actually said. And first and foremost, I think the agenda was, how do we get the momentum to stop any opposing views on vaccination, particularly in social media? Because that's the game right now. It's censorship! We've got to censor the other side! How are we going to do that? We've got to dehumanize. We've got to take their arguments and say they're not real. It's all made up. They're lies. It's fake. It's fake. It's fake. So when we talk about kids, and I've got kids, Super Don, you got kids and grandkids, we look at what we hope for our kids, that they grow up to be critical thinkers, that they don't just accept official stories because officials said them. And in regard to much of the family from which Ethan originates, it seems to be that that exists, although something happened. Something happened to Ethan along the way. And so let's talk about the discussions, the debates, the engagement of ideas. And getting into debates, we talk about how many sides are there? One, two, zero? I don't know. Let's see what Ethan has to say.
Now, it's important to understand that as I approached high school and began to critically think for myself, I saw that the information in defense of vaccines outweighed the concerns heavily. I began leading debate clubs in my school and pursuing truth above all else, and I realized one certain quality to debates and to conversations in general when it comes to controversial discussions, which is that there seems to always be two sides to a discussion.
Okay, so far so good. I mean, this is basic. This is debate 101. This is engagement. You know, a lot of times debate teams, and I love it when you get to argue the position you don't agree with, because you've learned a lot by doing that. And I like to have my kids discuss and dive deep into that. In fact, we talked to Jill Wheeler, the mom of Ethan, about that, you know, about engaging in discussion. If they're intellectually curious, don't just send them off and go, hey, that's nice, that's good, kid. Keep going. You get in there with them. Get into the dirt. Show them the other side. But Ethan jumps the shark here immediately in his testimony about two sides to every story. What does he say? Get a load of this.
There always seems to be a counterclaim, a rebuttal, and always something to strike back with in terms of debate. Though this may seem true in all instances, this is not true for the vaccine debate, and I approached my mother with this concern that she was incorrect.
So there are two sides to every debate, except the
vaccine
debate.
There is no debate. The science is settled.
Do you think that he came up with that, or somebody gave him that? Honestly.
Totally 100% just Ethan. Because that's the only time I've ever heard that before.
Yeah. There's two sides. No,
no,
we've heard that
from
pro-vaccine sycophants.
From pretty much everyone. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, no, that's a bullet point. That's a total bullet point. Yeah.
So he's being fed the lines, and he's delivering them. He's really good. He's well-spoken. I give him credit for that. But as you said, he's drank the vaccine Kool-Aid. In fact, he's bathing in it. Now, skepticism is healthy. It is. But what is it about the skeptics that are problematic? They're no longer skeptics.
Skepticism and worry were taking the forefront in terms of information. Now, conversations like these reaffirm that evidence in defense of vaccines was, at least on an anecdotal level, much greater than the deeply rooted misinformation my mother interacted with. And that's what I want to focus on today.
So he's dissing his mother right here. He's talking about his mom. misinformation and disinformation his mom is delving into. And this is what upsets me as a dad about what Ethan is doing here. As much as he says, I love my mom, she means well, but she's a dummy. Basically, Ethan's calling his mom a dummy. She's been duped. The reality is, Ethan, you've been duped. You're being played. But listen to the theme here of attacking social media as where all of us who have a different perspective on vaccines than the official story are getting our information.
My mother would turn to anti-vaccine groups online and on social media looking for her evidence and defense rather than health officials and through credible sources.
Did you hear what Ethan did just there? He said, credible sources, official information. It's basically defense of official stories. God, I wish Liam Sheff were here. We would have a good time with this one. Ethan says his mom is getting everything from social media, and I'm getting it from official sources, right? Are you in a belief system that says, you know, whatever the government says, I believe it? Or are you like the history of America itself saying, you know what, government should be, you should always be suspicious of things that government is saying, especially when it's been captured by industry? And if you think that was my, you know, that wasn't so bad what he said about his mother, it gets worse.
For certain individuals and organizations that spread this misinformation, they instill fear into the public for their own gain selfishly and do so knowing that their information is incorrect.
So basically, and he's talking about his mother, but kind of broadening it, that his mother knows that what she's saying is incorrect. And, of course, indicting all of us, that we're spreading misinformation and we know it's misinformation. All of the moms out there who saw their children taken from them after vaccination, they know they're lying. They know they're making it up. This, you know, this is not excusable, Ethan. I would get you on here. I could still be polite, but very stern with you in this regard. And then he throws his mom under the bus one more time.
For my mother, her love, affection, and care as a parent was used to push an agenda to create a false distress. And these sources, which spread misinformation, should be the primary concern of the American people.
So, attack the anti-vaxxers, attack social media, calls for censorship are completely legit. That's what Ethan says. One more segment to go on this. We're up against the break almost. I'm going to hold off on his piece de resistance at the end of his statement. Might even do that on the break for all y'all watching. But I also want to do a little bit of good news here, too. The one senator who stood for individual liberty, who really pushed back, not against vaccines per se, but on the idea of mandating, the idea of just trusting and saying, you know what, everybody gets to have this because we say it's manna from heaven, even if you disagree. We'll hear from Senator Rand Paul after the break as we continue this discussion of how Ethan is being used and played, not his mom, Jill Wheeler. Go back and listen to the interview. She's for real. And we'll be back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Did your mother get most of her information online?
From what she's presented, yes, either through Facebook or through sites that use the social media platforms like Facebook and other, mainly Facebook.
Where do you get most of your information?
From not Facebook. I mean, from CDC, the World Health Organization, scientific journals, and also cited information from those organizations like the Institute of Medicine. I'm trying my best to also look at accredited sources.
I'd love to be a guest at Thanksgiving dinner at your house. That'd be a heck of a discussion everybody would have. I know that.
I tell you what, Ethan, you are uninvited to Thanksgiving after what you did to your mom in that thing. No, I'm serious. Go to your dad's place because they're divorced. I'm like, you want to do that? It was just disgusting. Oh, yeah, mom gets it from Facebook and social media. No, she's never read a book. She's never, that's what he's insinuating. But I, on the other hand, young Ethan, what do we call him? I don't want to call him names. Not really.
No, we're not going to go there.
All right, we won't go there. But he's 18. He's an adult now, right? He can
take
it.
That's true.
He's put himself out there, Lindenberger. All right, listen. You threw your mom under the bus there. That was not cool. And the fact is, the IOM, Corrupt Institute of Madness.
You're stupid, CDC, but I love you. Yeah. That's what he said, right?
Right. Basically. CDC, Corrupt, takes vaccine money, depends upon vaccine money for its budget each year. I mean, you name the element he brought out. And, of course, if we talk about peer-reviewed literature and we also bring up and read and research and bring that out, it's like, well, that one's not the right one. So it's completely disingenuous. Thank God for Rand Paul throwing a little sense into the mix here. And we'll talk about, Rand actually brought up the $4 billion paid out for vaccine injury. Can you believe that?
I'm not a fan of government coercion. Yet given the choice, I do believe that the benefits of most vaccines vastly outweigh the risks. Yet it is wrong to say that there are no risks. to vaccines. Even the government admits that children are sometimes injured by vaccines. Since 1988, over $4 billion has been paid out from the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program.
I'm shocked I didn't just cut his mic off right then and there. How dare you, Senator Paul, mention that fund and all that money that's been paid out? That means that vaccines are safe and effective. We have to drop the word safe, right? And I disagree with Senator Rand Paul, and I'd say it to his face politely, respectfully, and I've had him on, I've talked to him. But no, I don't think the benefits outweigh the risks, certainly not for those children who have been harmed and compensated, if you can compensate for the loss of your child, right? What about the concept of informed consent? Go Rand.
Despite the government admitting to and paying $4 billion for vaccine injuries, no informed consent is used or required when you vaccinate your child. This may be the only medical procedure in today's medical world where an informed consent is not required.
Isn't that interesting? He's a physician. He's a doctor. He does surgery on eyes. And he says, this is the only thing where we don't do informed consent? Does that make sense? I don't think that's good medicine. And I've said this. What other form of medicine gives the same thing to everybody all the time and doesn't change doses even based on your weight, size, age, or anything? There isn't one. Vaccine science? No. That's an oxymoron. And who's spreading fear, Ethan? Those of you who are saying, oh, the people that don't get vaccinated are spreading disease.
Now, proponents of mandatory government vaccination argue that parents who refuse to vaccinate their children risk spreading these diseases to the immunocompromised community. There doesn't seem to be enough evidence of this happening to be recorded as a statistic, but it could happen. But if the fear of this is valid, are we to find that next we'll be mandating flu vaccines?
Mm-hmm. And he goes on to talk about the fact that thousands of people die every year. At least that's what is reported of flu. When how many people have died of measles over the last 10 years? Basically zero. Why aren't we mandating flu? How long will it be based on that? And then he wraps it up with the libertarian piece de resistance. Can't say that very well in French, but give it a listen.
As we contemplate forcing parents to choose this or that vaccine, I think it's important to remember that force is not consistent with the American story, nor is force consistent with the liberty our forefathers sought when they came to America. I don't think you have to have one or the other, though. I'm not here to say don't vaccinate your kids. If this hearing is for persuasion, I'm all for the persuasion. I vaccinated myself. I vaccinated my kids. For myself and my children, I believe that the benefits of vaccines greatly outweigh the risks. But I still do not favor giving up on liberty for a false sense of security.
Amen, Senator Paul. We disagree on the benefits versus risk, but we can still get along because why? He respects our freedom to say no. To stand against government force, coercion, fraud, deceit, socialism and communism when it comes to ownership of you and your children by government. You come from government or God? You get to choose. Rand Paul supports that.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House today says the witch hunt continues.
The witch hunt continues. The fact is that there was no collusion. There was a hoax. There was no anything. And they want to do that instead of getting legislation passed. 81 people or organizations got letters.
Comments from the president after the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee says they will be looking into more things regarding President Trump and his associates and members of the administration. First responders in Alabama continue to hunt for survivors after a devastating tornado killed at least 23 people, injuring dozens more. Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey.
Our hearts and prayers go out to these people who have lost their family members and friends and all those who are impacted by these storms.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So this morning, I got up super early, because my wife said I had to. No, not really. She did, but I agree with her. Because my guest here, Kristen Chevrier, I can't say it right, Chevrier.
Hey.
Chevrier, I said it. It's second try. Who's a health freedom advocate, health freedom activist here in Utah. Yourhealthfreedom.org. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. She's been at it for a long time. She is standing up for health freedom and healing liberty. And the vaccine issue is obviously hot and heavy everywhere, federally and the state level. And we did a little thing this morning. And I just want to welcome Kristen officially to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
And it was great to finally connect with you in person today. And thank you for inviting me to participate. I just really appreciated meeting folks that have I would say skin in the game is an understatement, not economically, although there is economics involved because of the medical bills that some of these families have to go through just to keep their kids alive that have been injured by vaccines. And we were covering a little bit of the presentation Ethan Lindenberger gave today. You'll get to hear it later, but he was basically accusing people who put this information out of being like Decepticons, like we're deceived, and we're profiting from it as well. Weirdly enough, I'm thinking any parent.
Wow, my husband would love to know that I'm profiting from this.
Well, exactly. I mean, this is not a profitable enterprise to speak out against vaccines and for health freedom in particular in this case. But you've been at it for how long?
About 4 years. Yeah. So what happened was I read Suzanne Humphrey's book, Dissolving Illusions.
Mm-hmm.
And I started reading that book, and I couldn't put it down. And I filled out little note cards with all of the terms that I didn't understand. And that phone will stop ringing in just a second.
That's all right.
Anyway, I filled out note cards and quizzed myself on different medical terms and things because I really wanted to understand the issue. And once I had read her book, I invited her to come and speak in Utah, and it turned out that she had another commitment at the time that I would have needed her. It was a specific date that I needed, and so I ended up looking up Andrew Wakefield, who I really knew nothing about except that he had some kind of a bad reputation having to do with vaccines. That was about all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked him up and I watched the Brian Deere stuff for about 10 minutes and decided I needed to learn more about Dr. Wakefield.
Yes.
And I ended up having him come to Utah to speak. We had about 250 people show up to listen to him speak. And that was kind of the grand kickoff for my involvement in this. It just has not cascaded. It's what's the other direction? Amplified.
Yes.
From there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much around the clock.
Yeah. And, the donation in time and effort, again, this is not, you're not getting paid to do this. The families, like many of the moms and dads we met today, tragic circumstances that they're having to deal with and, varying degrees of injury, some, still functioning, others, devastating to the point of they've lost their children. And, I see a kid like Ethan, and I'm like, it's really sad. I've heard reports from his brother that there is someone in his church, like a youth pastor, that kind of instigated this. I don't know. I'd love to talk to his brother about this. But suffice it to say, the division, the media, the frenzy is trying to divide parents and children through this. I mean, the destruction of the family. I see there's so much wrong with this. And in my little presentation this morning, I talked about socialism and communism and collectivism. And I said, the argument that I want them to have to defend is that the government owns you, owns your body, owns your children, and can dictate to you what you must do, medically or otherwise. And make them defend that, because if we argue science, which I believe the science is on our side, but that's irrelevant to them. They don't listen to that. You can throw all the peer-reviewed articles at them. They'll say, oh, it's not the right ones. But I want them to defend their love of collectivism, socialism and communism, medical.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I cannot get my head around the mentality that I should have control over your body. That just doesn't settle with me at all. And I don't know how to relate to people who think that way.
Yeah, well, have you run into folks here at the Capitol? Because I've been very pleasantly surprised. Well, surprised. The interactions I've had so far, no outright rejections. Nobody's shutting down the discussion. Even the senator, the state senator that came to speak today with great emotion, talked about there is no way I would allow this to happen here. And he was mm-hmm. speaking from his heart, talking about, this is between me and God, which is the right way to talk about this, because I want them to attack freedom of religion. I want them to attack the First Amendment, make them defend censorship. And it was interesting because in the thing, the only person that hinted at censorship was Ethan. None of the adults or doctors did, because I think they know that we're onto them.
Yes, that was a pretty big theme, a pretty strong theme in the last hearing the censorship issue, and then especially with the tweet from Peter Hotez and what happened following that hearing. Mm-hmm. You know, things disappeared off of Amazon. So I can see why they might think that that would be a bad approach now that they've tried it.
Well, let's say the activists on it, because what you're doing in one state, I think, can be duplicated in others, and we can learn from each other as well. And so you have yourhealthfreedom.org, you have a Facebook page, as long as they don't censor it, and you do mm-hmm. Facebook live videos. In fact, you have a local radio show that you simulcast on Facebook as well. Tell everybody about when they can tune into that and how they can plug in.
So we've made a few changes as far as the schedule is concerned. And so mm-hmm. I used to be on for 3 hours every Monday, but I'm now going to be on alternating Wednesdays. So I'll be on tomorrow mm-hmm. From 9 to 11, and I have a co-host, and she'll do half the show, and I'll do half the show. I'll be on the first hour this week.
Okay.
And then it'll be 2 weeks, and then I'll be on again. So it's the Wednesday 9 to 11 slot, or 9 to noon, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And you are, again, invested in this. It's not something that you're I just want folks to understand, particularly like what they're doing at the level of D.C., saying, you know, the people that are on social media communicating this, I mean, they're not Russian bots making money. The point is, you know, these people. I know these people.
No, not at all. I mean, actually, I have cost our family a lot of money, because I have been to Washington, D.C. 4 or 5 times on this issue, meeting with congressmen, meeting specifically with my congressmen and with senators, and just trying to educate people there. And then on top of that, we have symposiums here, and we have rallies, and we have other things that cost money. And there isn't a lot of money in this line of work. So I don't get paid anything. Everything I do is volunteer, and money comes out of my pocket to pay for it.
Right. And from what I understand, there were taxpayer funds used to bring Ethan over to do his vaccine song and dance, his pro-vaccine song and dance now.
Oh,
where his elder brother, who I just saw, and I want to get him on the show, had to fly out of his own accord, but apparently people donated of their own accord. In other words, out of their own pocket, so no taxpayers are on the hook for that. And again, the people that I know in Health Freedom that drove or flew there, out of their own pocket they're doing. And so again, to those who would say, oh yes, y'all are profiting off of this anti-vaccination thing. No, not even close.
We are not. What is happening here is we have a lot of parents who have injured children, and because their children are injured, they're trying to warn you.
Yes.
And they're trying to save your children, and they are willing to spend their own money and their own time and their own effort and sacrifice heavily to save your children. So it's super unfair to be judging people and saying that they're making money off of this. They are not. They are not. And in addition to that, as you pointed out, if they have injured children, they're spending thousands of dollars a year on treatments for their injured children.
And that are not covered by any insurance plan or scheme. Maybe if they're fortunate, they could get a little pittance through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, but that's not a guarantee either.
No, it's very difficult, and only about 1% or even under 1% is what the FDA estimates are reported of vaccine injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at that 1% that actually get reported, and then you figure only a fraction of that 1% actually gets compensation,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about a very small number of people, and they also cap the compensation, so it's not like they get millions of dollars each,
no.
or even a million each.
No, but I props to Senator Rand Paul. He opened with, hey, $4 billion has been paid out for vaccine injuries. So, again, I disagree with Rand on his perspective on the safety and the measurement in terms of cost-benefit analysis. But, again, we can disagree on these things. But where we agree, and this is where I can agree with anybody that disagrees with me, we can come to agreement on the freedom issue. that you guys and gals, if you want to get vaccinated, we're not standing in your way. But when you start forcefully, you know, coming after me and my kids, now you're visiting violence, force. And that's Senator Paul stood staunchly against that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And thank goodness somebody did.
Yeah, no, I mean, because there was, I don't think there was anything like that in the House panel last week.
No, there was a representative in there who did ask some good questions, and he was the one who asked the question about encephalitis.
Ah, I remember that.
And, and where the witness said, oh, no, the vaccine can't cause encephalitis.
Right.
And we all know that it's on the package insert, and it's also on the vaccine injury table. I don't know what he was thinking.
He was lying, basically. And then he was caught in that lie with some of the people there, you know, kind of let their voices be heard. Of course, the chair said, quiet down in the court. But the reality is they kind of saved themselves potentially, if not that they would be charged with perjury, but certainly they lied under oath at that moment. All right,
right.
Kristen Chevrier, we have another segment together. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And I want to get your perspective moving forward strategically. You're 4 years in the trenches and some of the things we brought out this morning. And we'll see where we can go from here. Y'all stick around. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3 month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. I'll link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really
needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I want to thank my new friend, Kristen Chevrier. She's amazing. YourHealthFreedom.org. It's linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. And it's activists like this tirelessly working, spending their own time, energy, money even, and doing it because their heart, their passion, they want to protect kids genuinely. They want to communicate to each of us. And ultimately, strategically, how are we going to achieve this goal? Because we know we don't have a lot of friends in the media. We don't have a lot of friends in Washington, D.C. We don't even, a lot of times, on the state level. Although, I think we should all work on it. The more local we get, I think, the better, Kristen.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that the best way to go about this is to educate our neighbors one by one, because we need to reach a point where the people who are getting elected to public office are the people who are going to defend individual liberty. And we're not at that point. So I think that the best thing is to be out in the community. We were at it was called a Fearless Birthing event a week or so ago, where we were able to visit with a lot of young parents and explain some of the research to them and help them understand that they need to research very carefully and think through this decision before they just start injecting things into their babies. I think a lot of that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of working with the existing legislators needs to be done, where we actually go up and build relationships with our legislators. And after we've built those relationships, then we begin talking to them and helping them to understand what's happening on the vaccine front, how many more vaccines we have now than we had in 1980, and what the ingredients in those vaccines are, and the most of all, I think what they need to understand is that we need access to complete information, and we need the freedom to then decide, based on that complete information, what is best for our families.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's education, education, education.
Now, how can we – I think about my friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and there's a vaccine boot camp going on, and Ethan's mother is partaking in that because, you know, we need to be more – clear and concise and more efficient in our communication. But strategically, again, you heard my message. Don't take them on head on in the science, unless you're in a scientific forum, and that's one thing. But if you really want to succeed here, you've got to use the Sun Tzu concept of the art of war. Make them defend the indefensible. Make them defend their position on censorship. Make them defend their position that the government owns you and your children and that you have no right to refuse whatever they forcefully mandate on you. And I think that's a much more efficient argument, even though we could debate the science of vaccination, but that's more of a mental excursion that doesn't succeed, and we've seen this for years.
Yeah, that's true. I know that with some people, the ownership of ourselves argument doesn't work because they actually do believe that they own you.
I want them to come out and say it, though. I want them to defend it because I think that the vast majority of Americans, or at least a 51% enough, would go, that's a bit scary. The government owns me? Really? And I want them to think about that.
Well, it's definitely worth having them think about it.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure whether it's the winning argument either. And I think it depends sometimes on who you're talking to.
Of course.
When we've been talking amongst ourselves, we've realized that there are people with one ideology, arguments will work with them, and with another ideology, then other arguments work. So you need to pick your arguments based on the person that you're working with rather than what you believe or what works well for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's being responsive to the individual, bringing it down to that level when you're talking to your neighbor. If your neighbor's a communist, the argument that I'm bringing up is not going to go over so well. But if your neighbor loves liberty and the foundations of American society, maybe they have not considered the vaccine issue in that light, okay? So that even if they're pro-vaccine, they will come to realize, you know what? I am for freedom, and I would support your freedom not to. And then so that, again, you find out where people are at. You try to meet them there. That's where you find the common ground. I agree.
And I think the censorship issue can work with most people because I think that they can see that if it's okay for someone to censor one type of information, then theoretically, it would be okay for someone else to censor something they feel strongly about. So
where does it end? The slippery slope of censorship and other things. Well, Kristen, appreciate you. I'm so glad that you're my new friend. And anything I can do to help, let me know, okay?
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on your show.
All right. Y'all check it out at robertscottbell.com. Links to yourhealthfreedom.org. Next hour, again, we're going to start with a discussion of aluminum because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.